This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's good to have you in. It's hour two on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Joy is back. Joy to the world, I'll tell you that. Good to have her back. Alex Curry was fantastic. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. It's nice to have you in today. You know, that whole Nick Saban story is just that he's like, I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to go into that empty abyss.
that's an interesting way to describe retirement.
Do you know you and I could work together? We could talk until we were 80.
Yes.
I just thought about that. You know what? You will not shut us up until we're... So yeah, now you're young, so God, you got 50 more years of talking. I've got about
50. I'm gonna be talking like this when I'm 85, probably.
Yeah, what would you do? Play bridge? That's so cool.
I have big plans for retirement, Colin.
Like
we've
what?
Discussed this. I'm gonna buy a house in Key West. I'm gonna buy a house and then the house on either side of the main house so that I don't have neighbors. And, you know, have some cats, a couple dogs.
Oh, you'll be a cat lady.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be a cat lady. Get a nice bicycle, ride around.
Boy, that's a
good
life.
Maybe once a month, go into town, frolic with the locals. Come
frolic?
Back. Yeah, just, you know, like one night.
I think in my 80s, I'll be frolicking all the time. Not sure with who, but I'll just try to be moving
it's
around.
It's definitely got to be someplace warm, though. You're more of a cold weather retirer.
Just during December, January. Give me a few ski slopes. Then I'm back to the warm stuff. By the way, this story's getting legs. Here's why. Seahawks trading Russell Wilson to the Philadelphia Eagles. If you read that story, there's two reasons why. Russell has been a little unhappy last year. Get that. Secondly, Eagles have 3 first-round picks. So if I ran the Eagles, I would give Seattle all my picks in the first round, next year's first round as well. I'd give you 4 first-round picks, and I'd give you a player. If you want Darius Slay, as good as he is, Seattle needs a corner, I'd give you Darius Slay, 4 first-round picks. Russell Wilson, I believe, would dominate that division in Philadelphia forever. But I would say this, I can't think of any reason I'd give up on Russell Wilson. Because you're just waving the white flag in that division. If you don't have Russell Wilson, you can't. Jalen Hurts, if you traded quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts isn't going to win that division. You've got too many good coaches, too many good offenses, too many good quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, Matt Stafford, if Trey Lance can play or not, heck, maybe it's Brady. I don't think. And the other thing I thought about this morning is, and this is not a criticism of Pete. Pete is 70. He's going to get some Hall of Fame votes, right? If he'd won a second Super Bowl, he'd have a real chance. Now, most people think he will not be a Hall of Famer because Mike Shanahan, who literally has an offense that's been copied, has 2 Super Bowls and he's not in. So most people think Pete won't. But if Pete did go to the front office and say, hey, let's take all these first round picks, he would lose in that division. He would absolutely lose. And Pete would then get fired for the third time in his career, and it would very much marginalize his legacy. You'd be like, Pete never won anywhere without Russell Wilson. Like, so I think it's way better for Pete to get this thing figured out. Joy has talked about this. She thinks Seattle just had a bad year. They'll figure it out, reboot, certainly. I mean, it's the NFL, certainly possible. But I think if I was selfish and I was a coach, just had an ego, and I would as a coach, just bailing on Russell, me losing, getting canned, and thinking, I've been fired three times. I mean, everybody, Howard Stern's been fired. You know, Mark Cuban's been fired. That's no. You get to a second, you get to a third, you're not making any halls. You're not making the Seahawks Hall of Fame if you're getting fired three times. So I guess my whole takeaway on this is it doesn't make sense for Seattle to move off him. It really doesn't. Philadelphia would be the likely place to go. It's the Northeast. It's a big city. It's good for Ciara and Russell. He'll be more prominent. Those games are, you know, those are big. Giants, Washington, Dallas. You're part of those rivalries. You are on TV every Sunday. You're in a primetime game, Mondays, Sunday nights, a lot. And, you know, when the Seahawks are not good, they disappear off the TV slate. They do. I mean, NFC is, it's going to be a lot of Rams and a lot of Packers. And if Justin Fields can play, a lot of Bears, a lot of Cowboys. So I just don't think Seattle, I don't think there's a price I would get rid of a top five quarterback in the league. And I think he's in that top five, six category. If I was Philadelphia, just to show you how little I think, nothing against first-round picks, but I would give up every first-round pick this year and next year if I was Philadelphia. I'd have absolutely zero reservations. None. It's not, by the way, it's not a star-studded draft. It's an interesting draft, but there is no great first pick. It really isn't. There's not a great running back. There's not a great receiver. There's not a great quarterback. Very good left tackles. Couple of really good pass rushers. But even the best corner from LSU, I've got my questions on. It's just, I think the biggest lock in the draft is the center from Iowa. That's just kind of the draft. It's fairly deep, but there's no star power at the top, so I'd give them all my picks. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think you're waving the white flag if you trade Russell Wilson in that division. If it was the AFC South or next year's NFC South, then maybe you consider it.
Or if they had someone in the building. Like, if right. they had a young guy yeah. that was interesting,
yeah.
maybe. But, I mean, how many first-round picks is too much for Russell Wilson?
Nick Wright years ago had this suggestion, and I forget the player he had it with. It may have been Russell Wilson. And he said, this sounds outrageous, right? It sounds outrageous. You can have every first-round pick, if I get Russell Wilson, you get my first-round picks until he's no longer on my team. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but Tom Brady going to Tampa in a pandemic with no preseason and winning the Super Bowl sounds ridiculous, too.
But you're not going to be picking at the top of the draft.
That's right. You're going to be picking at the bottom with Russell. So you're not...
League is getting the guy.
It sounds nuts, but so much of what happens in sports...
I don't think it sounds nuts at all. I think the limit does not exist. If you're getting a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime, what do you need first round picks for? Draft second round on. Make some trades. Run the team well. It's possible. What's the Super Bowl worth to you? That's essentially what you're putting yourself in the conversation for.
And in that division, where we're not sure any of the teams are brilliantly run, you could dominate the division for 10 years. Dominate.
I'm doing second.
Oh, so am I. But I don't know.
How many first-round picks did they give up for Trey Lance, who's a completely unknown commodity? Completely unknown.
Yeah.
We're talking about Tom Brady possibly coming back from retirement because they're not sure about Trey Lance. Would they give up three, four? You want to give up 10 for Russell Wilson?
A lot of the stuff that happens in sports would qualify as a hot take on these shows. It's not. What is Justin Herbert worth to the Chargers as they move the franchise to Los Angeles in a distracted market? He is worth 10 first-round picks. Merchandising. In a division with Patrick Mahomes. If you're not viable at quarterback, you're irrelevant for a decade.
I think it's more outrageous to spend a high amount of first-round picks on an unknown player.
Yes.
On a rookie.
That's
than
crazy
it is
talk.
To spend five or six first-round picks on a guy that you know that's won a Super Bowl.
Years ago, if I recall, Washington, think about this. The Washington football team years ago drafted RG3 in the first round, gave up a bunch of picks. RG3, after his rookie year, didn't work. And they still won the division twice in 4 years. If I recall, it's like, so they drafted a quarterback. They gave up picks. The quarterback didn't work. They went to their fourth round quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and they still won the division. The Rams won a Super Bowl. They don't have first round picks. Like, it's just one of those things. It sounds hot takey. But if I said to you, Eagles get Russell Wilson and they give up their first round pick as long as they have him, that sounds insane. Good luck with Jalen Hurts.
It's not that I don't think Jalen Hurts can play or that this is outrageous for every single... It could be outrageous for different teams. Like, if you're a team that's nowhere near being competitive, making this kind of trade is silly because you're just going to have a great quarterback and everything else is terrible. But if you're a playoff-level team, if you're right there on the verge, what do you need first-round picks for?
Ask you this. Just think about this. If you're an Eagle fan and you think I'm nuts, and we're nuts, the Eagles make that move today and Aaron goes to Denver. Breeze is gone. Brady's gone. Aaron's gone. And Trey Lance, if he's not great, you will own the NFC for as long. You're going to have like a five. Matt Stafford and McVay, that is your obstacle. Because you're beating Dallas. If Russell Wilson comes, I mean, that's going to be a...
And you're not accounting for other teams' fluctuation with injuries or guys retiring or losing players.
We should run a team. These GMs don't know what they're doing. I'll tell you right now.
I don't think it's that outrageous, especially the way that we're constantly talking about the rules changing for the offense and the best quarterback winning every single division. I don't think it's
not
outrageous.
Not only does this show, is it a barometer of great journalism in America, it is the show with courage. Go ahead, make fun of our idea. I think it's something you have to think of. So much of what happens, if I told you an hour before, KD's going to the Warriors, you'd be like, what?
Who thinks this is outrageous? We've been talking about this for years. How long have I been saying I hate draft pick quarters?
Yeah, honey, you're right.
What are the Rams doing? And again, I don't think it works for every single team.
That's right.
The Rams are able to do that because they are ready to win now. If you're still completely developing your entire roster, this strategy doesn't work for you. But if you're right there, what do you need first-round picks
for? The Rams give up their first-round picks, and because they know how to work the system for compensatory picks, they have 8 picks or something this year. And by the way, if you go look at last year, who's the linebacker? Ernest Jones. They go draft. The Rams draft well. Their scouting department is absolutely great. You think they're all star-studded. They go out and get Ernest Jones, like fourth-round guy. 5 games into the season, they get rid of a really good linebacker, Kenny Young. Ernest Jones comes in. He was the second-best defensive player on that team in the Super Bowl after Aaron Donald, maybe Von Miller. Like, I mean, it's like there's so much talent around this league. If you trust your scouts.
Well, that's the other thing. You also have to be a really well-run organization for this to work.
Well,
like, you have to be able to draft well. You have to be able to develop players. You have to have a good culture. Like, everything else has to be in place. I mean, people talk about the Warriors all the time and the super team and, you know, how it's all unfair and stuff. Like, no, they're just really, really good at what they do. They drafted Steph and Clay and Draymond. They had the money in place to bring KD in. None of this is an accident.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't just, like, get lucky.
All right. Rick Stroud's been sitting around listening to this stuff. Bucks reporter, Tampa Bay Times, known him for a long time. He spoke with Bruce Arians this week about that Brady stuff. Goodness, Rick, you're just sitting there thinking, God, you two, would you get over it? I am about ready to talk. So when Brady went to Tampa, and I think this is something you probably thought about. Brady's very intense. He's very detailed. It's a short passing game. I thought he and Arians were a weird personality fit. And I thought it would be clunky. It was. They won it. Congratulations. But I always thought that Brady had more in common with Belichick, willful, aspirational, detailed, than he did with Arians. But he was like over it after 20 years. He wanted a little more control. So when you hear these stories that Brady and Arians in the end is a little turbulent, what's your first reaction to that?
I don't buy it. I mean, what is turbulence, right? I mean, you know, Tom is a perfectionist, so I think that part of him never really left, and it is a little more loose here, but that's what he wanted. He wanted to see how he could win a different way than the Belichick way, the buttoned-up way. Now, on the football field, you know, you certainly want guys on task, but, you know, when Rich Hornberger put that out, the NFL former offensive lineman, I was actually taking a bike ride, Colin, hadn't done that since August, and Bruce Arians had texted me and said, "Hey, I'm really hacked off about this, right? Like, I got to say something. They tell me not to, but I got to say something." And he just felt like this narrative that there was tension between him and Brady, especially this idea that he was changing game plans. I mean, Byron Leftwich has done all the game planning with Tom Brady since he got here. That's one of the conditions that Bruce had coming back to coaching. He was not going to do scripts. He was not going to stay up till midnight, all of those things. And so, you know, if Brady had something to be upset about, it was that, you know, they had injuries. Could they have gone for Odell Beckham Jr.? I'm sure he didn't like the way the Antonio Brown thing played out at the end, although Antonio was, you know, was throwing shade at him as well. You know, could you have traded for Von Miller? You can always do more, right? But at the end of the day, I mean, he was one bad defensive call away from playing the 49ers in the NFC Championship game at home and would have been back in the Super Bowl. So I was there every day. I didn't sense any tension. The coaches I talked to didn't really sense that. You're never always pleased, right? But I think it's a false narrative on my assumption.
So would you be shocked if Tom came out of retirement? Did you feel at the end he was 44 years old and kind of spent?
No, I didn't. I actually think that he was playing as good a football as people have seen him play. And that's what's so a little bit surprising about it is that, you know, he went out on top in the sense that he led the NFL in passing, 5,316 yards, 43 touchdowns. He absolutely could throw it on dimes. We saw the last deep ball he threw to Mike Evans. You can't throw it any better. By the same token, you know, I think we're into the blame game, you know, a little bit. It's like the guy played 22 years, and right now people are living in, you know, the magical place of never say never land. Like, you know, Tom said never say never, so therefore he must be plotting some comeback. And maybe he is, but I think, you know, guys I talked to said this was very possible. Look, he's got a 14-year-old son that's going into high school in New York. He has a very strong wife in Giselle that I think has wanted him to stop playing a number of years ago. And he won a Super Bowl here. There really isn't anything else for him to prove. But I've always said this, Colin, you know, the greater the player, the longer they stay at the party, right? The lights are on, the vacuums are sweeping up, and they're still there. They're still the last ones out the door. So maybe you never say never with Tom Brady, but I think he's pretty calculating. He's thought this through. He's probably, in my opinion, I think he's retired.
Yeah. Gronk, he's a pending free agent. He's going to retire. He'll shut it down without Tommy, right?
I think so. I think we're just maybe a couple days, if not a week or so away. I think when they get the free agency, Gronk will let them know that he is not coming back. Look, he retired once. It won't be hard to do it a second time. The only quarterback he's played for, really, is Tom Brady. And, boy, think about that Hall of Fame class, right, in 5 years when you have Ben Roethlisberger and Brady and Gronk going in together. That might be appealing to him, too. So I really don't. He paid a big price last year with the rib injuries. He really gutted through some things. And I think it reminded him of why he retired in the first place.
Yeah. For the record, Tampa doesn't have a quarterback. It's a rebuilding division. That goes without saying. In fact, it'll be the weakest division in the league. Tampa's the best roster. So to me, I think, you know, your GM and your coach look at it and think, you know, if we can be decent at quarterback, we're going to win this thing. Sure. I think Garoppolo, I mean, I guess you're still paying Tommy. Garoppolo feels like a decent fit to me, or is that a reach? I don't think they'll just sit in the sidelines. It's their division if they can be competent at quarterback.
Yeah, Colin, they're going to take swings at it. I mean, I will say this. This is what I know about where they stand right now. You're right. Jimmy Garoppolo is available through a trade. I think the Bucs look at him as, well, he's great if you want to run it 40 times a game. That's not what they do here. I don't think he's a fit for the Buccaneers. Then you look at Deshaun Watson, maybe also available through a trade. I don't think the owners are going to sign off on that one. And we still don't know, you know, all the legal ramifications of his deal right now. Russell Wilson, yeah, that'd be great. I just heard you talk about him for 5 minutes. You might as well try to get the space needle thrown in too, because I don't think Seattle's getting rid of Russell Wilson. I just don't. And so what does that leave? I mean, realistically, it's grim, right? They like Kyle Trask. They think he's better than any quarterback in this draft. You can argue, you know, you pick 27th. Maybe that's easy to say. He's not ready to play yet. I think you're going to see a situation where Blaine Gabbert is back, maybe competing. They could bring in a Teddy Bridgewater to compete, not to just hand him the job. I don't really know at the end of the day exactly how it's going to shake out. I don't think Carson Wentz they view as a big upgrade. So, you know, they'll take their swings. But, man, tell me who's available that's really a great fit. And I think everybody looks at the same quarterback in Seattle and says, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah. All right, Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times. Been doing this a long time. Knows what he's doing. Good seeing you again, man.
Good seeing you, Colin. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah. Now, that Brady thing is he was throwing the ball great at the end of the year. He was.
He had an MVP level season.
Yeah. I swear to God, we should do a topic someday on things that sound crazy but happened, and it is remarkable. I mean, if you really think about it, the Detroit Lions traded Matt Stafford for Jared Goff in the NFC. What? Why would you say, I'll take the lesser of quarterbacks? Why would you do that? I mean, it's that one alone is like, I get the Rams doing it. If I was the Lions, I don't want to have to watch him drive through the NFC and look, make my organization look second tier more than it is. There's a lot of stuff out there that is shocking. Brady going to Tampa.
I think that's the craziest one.
I mean, they had no winning culture. They're the only franchise in the history of the NFL that's never had a great quarterback. Tom arrives. I mean, it's crazy. When you think of what happens.
I mean, out of all the options that were on the table, I thought that was, like, outrageous. I thought it was, like, silly that they were even on the, like,
if you go back, LeBron had, like, four teams that wanted him. The Lakers were easily the worst roster. Easily. People were just. I mean, when we suggested it, people were like, that is crazy. And it's like, it's better business. I mean, what if I would have said this to you? Lincoln Riley is going to leave a top five program for another top five all-time program. You'd be like, coaches don't, nobody leaves Oklahoma.
We had given up Lincoln Riley ever leaving because he was in the conversation every single year.
For the Cowboys.
For everywhere. His name was in every option. We were like, he's not going anywhere.
It takes, you know, what does Matt Damon say on those crypto ads? Something about courage. Fortune favors the brave.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think really necessarily describes
fortune
my fascination
brave.
With crypto, but it does. There's an argument to be made. Most of the biggest moves that work in sports, you would have never, ever guessed them. You would have, what if I'd have posted a day before Lincoln Riley, USC, which is in the was in the tank, is going to steal Lincoln Riley, who in 5 years was, you know, 11-2, 10-2. You would have been laughed off the internet.
Well, especially because no one moves to California.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. Yeah, so, that's, yeah.
Because the taxes are
yeah, the so tax, high. Nobody moves here. Yeah, you know what? Good catch on that. Touche.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Sunday on Fox, NASCAR heads to Fontana as the world's best drivers battle it out in Southern California. It all starts at 3 Eastern, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
All right, good stuff. Joey's got a big update. Aaron Rodgers has been doing some talking this morning. Very exciting stuff. There is a... I don't want to give any of this stuff away, so here's Joy with the Herdline News.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
All right, well, we can start with a few of the quotes from Aaron Rodgers. He told Pat McAfee, there will be no decision on my future today. He's just getting his head above the sand now. And that he just came out of a 12-day cleanse.
And
his first thought was intense gratitude for everyone in his life. So that's what the post was about.
Now, what about all the pictures and that picture with Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb and their...
So apparently he was just happy that they saved the space for him, even though he wasn't available.
There was a lot of hearts on that thing. It did have a Hallmark feel to it, did it not?
Yeah, I mean, again, we both said in different ways, we have no idea what Aaron Rodgers is doing. If I had to guess, I would say it was a bit of a goodbye post. It had a little goodbye sprinkle on it.
Yeah,
he's saying he just went through a cleanse and he came out feeling grateful for everything.
12-day cleanse. That is, whew, that
have
is.
Have you ever done a cleanse?
Well,
I don't know what type of cleanse he's talking about, but I've done like a juice cleanse. Brutal.
Like 4 or 5 days of not eating?
Yeah, you just have juices.
Well, when you're a guy and you have to get the prostate, you know, checked back there, you got to go 3 days not eating. And that was my cleanse.
Can you eat like soup or anything?
Not really.
What do you eat?
I think I had a broth a little bit like 2 days before. You know what was I found fascinating is I was not starving. Your stomach shrinks very quickly.
Right.
I thought I was going to be starving. And so 2 days before I started this to get, you know, the garage checked, 2 days before I shrunk my diet noticeably.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to shrink this thing, get my stomach ready because I don't want to be my stomach growling. So for 5 days, I basically had broth. And what was remarkable is I'm not that hungry.
That's pretty impressive for you because you're a huge grazer. You're constantly snacking.
All day.
I remember when you did that.
Yeah, and it was,
yeah.
I was not hungry. And I thought, maybe we should all, they say a lower calorie diet. You know, they always talk about how to extend your life. The number one way to extend your life is eat less, have less passing through your body. That's what they say.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm on board with that.
I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. So Aaron has said he has done a cleanse. So Antonio Brown still has an issue with how he was treated in Tampa.
Oh,
and on Monday, he posted a picture of an MRI of his foot and he called out his former team.
Oh,
he said, they tried to hurt me intentionally, sent me out there after knowing I was still hurt. Tom said he would throw it if I came to play hurt. I came. He didn't throw it. Imagine being hurt, having to play through this and then being lied to. Coach said, if I couldn't run on this, get the bleep out of here. Bleep, all of you still can't stop me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, the league has stopped you. You're not in a team. So that, and nobody in their right mind is, you're out of your mind as a GM and a coach. If you, in this day and age, if you bring him back, I think you're out of your gourd. There's so many talented receivers in this sport. This guy's like he's a locker room dynamite.
Well, in the last two seasons, he's caught 87 passes for 1,028 yards and 8 touchdowns.
I mean, one thing, if his 170 catches Cooper Kupp, but he's averaging 45 catches a year. Okay. That's like a 2.
Listen, I would not be surprised if someone takes another chance on him. It never shocks me. There's always a cycle with this. It's not surprising to me at all that he's calling out Tom Brady. And then in a few days after he hears the backlash of people being upset with him for calling out Tom Brady, he's going to post a nice Tom Brady picture and say that they're really friends. It's all very predictable to me. This whole Antonio Brown story is very boring to me because it's incredibly predictable. Every single move that's made. That said, again, I would not be surprised. There's someone who's not going to care that he called out Tom Brady. There's someone who's not going to care that he took his jersey off in the middle of the game, which forget everything else that went on. That's the most outrageous thing to me. I mean, you quit in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
There are things that can be said to you that are like your reaction is justified. There's a very small list of things that could have been said to him in that moment that would justify that behavior. It is apparent those things weren't said.
Yeah.
So this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So whatever team signs him, this will happen to them as well. Inevitable. It will happen.
Yeah.
And then you'll be dealing with some variation of this version of Antonio Brown.
Yeah. It should be noted, though, of the teams remaining in the playoffs, all of them had really good cultures. Cincinnati, good locker rooms. I'm always fascinated by people that think they can solve people. Most of these problems for anybody in society comes when you're 9, 10, 11 years old. So it's very hard to overcome and break like cycles and things people go through. Randy Moss for a couple years in New England. And then all this, you know, about year three, Randy has got opinions and it kind of went sideways. But the idea, like the egos among the men who run teams and the coaches, they always think they can solve. You can't. You're not a psychologist. You can't solve people. Tom did it selfishly because I want another receiver, and he's good, and he can help me win a Super Bowl.
It paid off for a year.
For a year.
But where this all went wrong, because, again, this is incredibly predictable, where it went wrong was that first year, he was on a no-tolerance policy. And then what happened? He turned in the fake vaccine card, got suspended, and when he should have been let go at that point, because that's what the stipulation was, they kept him. All right, well, now I can do whatever I want. Because clearly these are not the guidelines for how I'm supposed to behave.
Yeah.
And he wants to behave this way. Like, he's very openly said, this is who I am. I'm not having a problem. I'm not having a meltdown. Like, this is what I am.
Yeah.
So not only can you not change people can only change people. You have to want to do something different yourself.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter he doesn't have access to people who want to quote unquote help him. Of course he does. He lives in Tom Brady's house.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is just, again, it's very predictable, but I would not be surprised if he's on a team next year when he's healthy. Because, of course, he couldn't play in the playoffs or sign with another team because he was clearly injured, as he's showing. So yeah. If he's healthy. So the Steelers have to fill their starting quarterback position following Ben Roethlisberger's retirement. Mason Rudolph is the only quarterback under contract for 2022, and GM Kevin Colbert gave his vote of confidence to their former backup. He said, If we start a season today, Mason would be our starter, and we're excited to see where that can go. Mason's 5-4-1 as an NFL starter, albeit in a backup kind of role, but we're excited to see what is next for Mason.
No, nobody in Pittsburgh believes that. Not a single person.
I don't know. He's stepping down, the GM, Kevin Colbert, stepping down after the draft.
Yeah. Easy to love Mason Rudolph when you're leaving.
He also said they'll add more quarterbacks this offseason and want to enter camp with four. Dwayne Haskins is a restricted free agent, but he expects the team to keep him. I'm going after whatever the top quarterback is on the free agency market if I'm Pittsburgh.
You guys are all banging on Carson Wentz. 27 TDs, 7 picks, mid-90s passer rating with a mediocre wide receiver room.
Well, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you don't have your – I don't care about what you think about Mason Rudolph. I don't believe he's the future.
No.
If it's a bridge quarterback situation, you have to look at your division. Are you going to be able to be competitive with that level of talent? Baker Mayfield's going to be back healthy. We know what he is when he's healthy. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are not going to be this injured next year.
Joe Burrow's great.
And now you've got Joe Burrow. So you can't just roll it on out with anything. You're in a bridge situation because you don't have your future. So why wouldn't you want a Carson Wentz or a Jimmy Garoppolo? You're just gonna go with this? I don't see this happening. Now look, maybe they're making a play for Kenny Pickett. Who knows?
Yeah.
But so that's why they're not putting this out there. But I don't see how that is going to keep you competitive in that division. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So CJ McCollum revealed during the All-Star weekend that he had not spoken to Zion since he was traded to the Pelicans.
Weird.
And this morning, JJ Redick called out Zion for not being a better teammate. He said, this just shows a complete lack of investment in your team and the organization in the city. This is a pattern of behavior with Zion that we are seeing again and again. I was his teammate. I can describe him as a detached teammate. Wow. That is an accurate statement.
Wow.
Send a text to a guy when he gets traded to your team. That's the bare minimum that you have to do.
Well, JJ Redick's got a lot of credibility because he played with him. You know, listen, it is interesting that this magnanimous, likable kid who like had a drawing power to him. Like it was at Duke. It was like the students want to be around him, the coaches, and suddenly now he's changed. That tells me that his family and they have decided this isn't us. We're getting out of here. I mean, that's what it feels like to me because his personality was the opposite. When I when we watched them at Duke,
right,
he was so good on camera and so fun.
Just joyful.
Joyful. I mean, we kept using that word over, and now he's detached. The NBA has to think long and hard about moving this franchise to, like, Vegas, to a city that wants – that players don't want to play here. They don't. And there's not enough – maybe there's not a second billionaire group in New Orleans, but Vegas has made the NFL and hockey work. It's a growing city. Athletes love Vegas. Like, to me, this is – now, we've got, like, a third player. Chris Paul didn't want to be there. AD didn't want to be there.
Well, this was kind of the – this felt like amongst the league that this was the last opportunity,
like,
with
to
Zion
me,
for this organization. Like, if you can't make it work Zion, who, as you are absolutely correct, came into the league with this incredibly magnetic star power. You would not describe him as what we're hearing from him when he was in college.
And they're a Western Conference team. They don't even geographically, aren't they in the West?
I will say though,
I mean, it's just weird.
There is also something too. Staying healthy, availability is a skill. We knew that this might be an issue with Zion, but Zion has played in 85 games in his NBA career. He's missed 118 of a possible 203 games.
No, it's just
so over 50%, 58% of the games he has missed.
Brutal.
And it's lower extremity injuries, which when you are a bigger guy, that's an easier way to put weight on, which was the concern for him coming into the league to begin with. So I think there's blame to go around in all of this, and I understand it can be discouraging to constantly be hurt, and then you have to be perfect with your diet. Like, it's very hard to do, but this is also your profession. So it's not a great situation with Zion. I mean, look, there's nothing the Pelicans could do. You have to take Zion. It's just one of those players you're not going to get cute in the draft. Like, you have to take Zion. But how this plays out could have, you know, huge implications on if they stay there.
Good stuff, Joy, with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere.
Get tickets now.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I did love this this Nick Saban quote from Alabama. He's not interested in the empty abyss of retirement. This is a discussion. I think about this all the time. Like, my dogs nap all day. They don't want to hang out with me. Why? My wife's busy. She's not going to hang out with me. And I'm not a hobby guy. I always think hobbies are for people that chose a career they don't really truly love. So they're looking, you know, they want to go golfing or play bridge. I like doing this more than I like golfing or playing bridge. But the more experienced you get, the easier it gets. So you accumulate all this knowledge. As long as you're curious and not rigid and you just keep evolving and adapting to all your knowledge, you're going to be facing younger people that have more, fewer and fewer, littler, smaller and smaller levels of experience. So every year Nick coaches, he gets more experience. And as the coaches get younger in the NFL and college, they have less experience. So it gets easier to win for Warren Buffett at 91 or Nick Saban at 70 years old or Clint Eastwood's directing movies. Now, there does become a point when you get into your late 80s and 90s. Cognitively, it's a little harder. But like Nick Saban right now, he's coaching against 29-year-old position coaches, 32-year-old coordinators. It is a checkmate before those games start half the time. You look at Coach Krzyzewski, Coach K is leaving Duke. Roy Williams left Carolina. They were still winning at the end. I mean, Duke's got a really good team this year. There, I believe both those guys are retiring because college basketball is so transitional. I mean, literally, you think college football's got a transfer portal. College basketball's that times 10. It just wears them out. You threw in COVID. You didn't know what games were happening. I've known some college basketball coaches. Last couple of years have been a circus. It's just not fun anymore. Whereas college football's still fun. I think Coach K and Roy would stay for another 5 years, but the sport's changed, and it's just hard to coach right now. But, if you're in any field and you get older, as long as you're curious and don't block out new information and new experiences, it's on you, it gets easier. My job's easier than it's ever been. Seriously, this is the easiest it's ever been for me to just talk, have different platforms, surround myself with good people. As long as you're open to new stuff and you don't, you know, you're not rigid and stuck in your ways and you're not going to evolve as, you know, platforms in life and college football evolves. You stay current. Nick Saban, by the way, article in New York Times years ago that he, when Lane Kiffin came, he changed his belief that he could no longer stop people and he became more of a spread offense. He hated it. Here's a great example. Coach K hated the one and done. But he evolved and said, well, the team's beating me of one and done players. Bobby Knight wasn't smart enough to ever do that. Bobby Knight was too rigid, too much ego. He could never embrace the one and done. Could never do it. Too much ego. Krzyzewski's got an ego, but he was like, okay, there's this new cultural change. It's beating me. I'm going to change. Saban similarly did not get rigid. He said, oh my God, the spread offense, four wide. The rules are changing. The middle of the field now is all for offense, not defense. So Nick's like, we're going to speed it up. We're going to have great offensive players. Alabama 6 years ago was known for linebackers and corners. Now they're known for quarterbacks and wide receivers. So with both Krzyzewski and Nick Saban, arguably Nick's the best college football coach ever. Krzyzewski's got 500 more wins than John Wooden, so he's the best college basketball coach ever. The key to them wasn't anything other than they used their experience advantage over younger incoming coaches and evolved when cultures changed. I mean, if you want to live in 1980, knock yourself out. But Saban and Coach K, it's the same secret sauce. They pushed back initially. Nick hated Chip Kelly's offense. He thought it was, I talked to him privately about this. He hated it. He said the game's too fast. Our officials are in their 50s. They can't keep up. They're missing too many calls. But in the end, the culture changed. And Nick said, all right, let's go put all our efforts recruiting offensive guys as much as defense or more. And it worked. So, yeah, I mean, Saban's right. It's. I think he looks at it on a week-to-week basis. And I think if you ask Nick privately, he would roll his eyes and say, look at what I'm coaching against. outside of a few exceptions in that conference, game to game, week to week, I think Nick Saban says, why would I retire? Look at what I compete against. These guys don't know what they're doing. By the way, do you see the Vikings have hired not only the Rams offensive coordinator as their head coach, now the new head coach of the Vikings brought over the Rams, Wes Phillips, as his offensive coordinator. So that is now 5 years. The Rams have lost four coordinators. And what is happening is McVay's become Belichick. People are poaching his staff. Now, the difference is McVay's coaches do better than Belichick's do. And my belief is because I believe Sean McVay is a great teacher. He is a culture changer. And I think Belichick's just brilliant. And I don't think you can transfer brilliance. Sean Payton, by the way, has no coaching tree. He's just brilliant. Sean's probably the smartest offensive guy. He and Andy Reid we've had for years and years. Kyle Shanahan's up there. He's just brilliant. Not that Andy Reid's not, but Andy's a mentor and a teacher. You can transfer that. Bill Parcells has a great coaching tree. Bill Parcells was known as the great psychologist. You can transfer that stuff. You can watch Bill and say, I like the way he does the psychology. Belichick, not transferable. Sean Payton's IQ, not transferable. By the way, Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs was for a decade, you know, in that very rarefied air with Bill Walsh as a genius. He created a new offense. He didn't have a coaching tree. I mean, Joe Gibbs went and created a massive, you know, probably a $700 million NASCAR team. Joe Gibbs is way smart. Doesn't have a coaching tree. Sean Payton, way smart. No coaching tree. Belichick, not a very good one. So I think what McVay has is you can look at Parcells' psychological expertise. It's coaching tree. You can look at McVay's sort of personality, energy, how he treats players. That stuff's transferable. You can transfer a lot of what Sean does. And he's lost Joe Barry to Green Bay, Shane Waldron, Seattle, another coordinator, and they won a Super Bowl. So he's, say what you want, he's finding great new guys.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.